a lot of these players have ever played in. What effect did that have, and just kind of what was this game like from that perspective, I guess?
Well, again, I think, it's boring and it's cliche, but you talk about mentality. You don't prepare for this type of game by training in it, right? And I think the team that quickly adapts to the circumstances around them and control the controllables have a better chance in it. It wasn't easy for either team. I spoke with Sean Underlow before the game. We talked to the ref about once it gets to a point. But obviously at halftime, I was thinking this game's got to end, right? Like we gotta finish this game. So just a real credit to the players and the mindset to not allow circumstances beyond their control to affect them. And in and amongst that, I think the guys played some really good stuff, in particular in the first half, even with the conditions the way they were, and they stuck to the game plan and they executed, and credit goes to the players.
And this kind of felt like a breakout game for Gomez in a lot of ways.
Recording in progress.
The two goals and then an assist as well. For someone like him, who you guys have kind of invested quite a bit of time and attention into, what does a game like this mean for him to get the production that he was
able
to get?
Yeah, I think there's a moment in a player's career, a game that really changes the way you think about yourself, but it also affects the way opponents think about you as well. And I think today he accomplished both of those. The coaches have been doing a great job working with the individual players. And again, there's a bucket list of things we have to do. But again, it's the player's desire to want to improve. And Andreas last year was a player that would score, four or five goals in training, and it wouldn't translate to the game. And it takes a game like this to build that belief that when he's in front of goal, he's going to score. Really, really happy for him. I think all the, hardships he's endured to get to this point are now validated. And now he's got to maintain the same type of level for us moving forward.
Pablo, what can you take from a game like today that's so different?
Again, mindset, and the thing that I take from this game is, even in the first half when it was snowing and the conditions were poor, our attacking structure was really, really good. We didn't just, leather the ball and hope. We combined passes. We penetrated centrally. We got in very dangerous areas. And then our defending was on the front foot. In that little 10-minute break, I spoke to the guys. The way we started the game wasn't good enough. They got a corner kick from our passive defending. And we're a group that really needs to be on the front foot on both sides of the ball. And after that break, they got after it. And then again, winning balls in midfield, winning balls higher up the field, then it's a contagion for our group. So I think both of those things are going to be really important as we continue to move forward.
Three games in now, how do you rate, where do you feel your team is in the new system, and how big of a role is Crooks going to play in that?
I don't think it was as evident today as it's been this week in training, but he's a real difference maker for our group. He creates space for his teammates. He's got a great way to pass. He adds the calm that's necessary when bullets are flying in the middle of the game and it's heated. He makes great decisions. For me, he's instrumental to everything that we're going to do going forward. And then as far as, how I rate the games, there's been six different halves of football that we've played. And I think the first half in Miami was probably our most, our poorest half, mindset, tactically, technically. And I think with every half we've played, we've improved that. Again, what I really liked about today is today was a game where if you were fearful of losing the game, you would have just launched the ball. But if we want to get one game better, even if it's poor conditions, we want to put the ball on the floor. We want to play. We want to move our opponents. And tonight we were able to do that.
Ruiz came in when Crooks went out. Is he being intentionally used in more of a advanced role in the midfield, even though, we had seen him traditionally be, more of a box to box guy?
Yeah, that's a great question. Pablo has been selfless in this preseason. We've kind of expedited a lot of things given that he's out for 6 months. And because we've changed a lot of the actions in from our pivots, he hasn't been able to participate in that part of it for the last 2 months. So for me, he's going to definitely be a box to box midfielder. We're going to have four great midfielders in there, and it's, you know, and it's going to be competition for the group. But Pablo has been really selfless. And there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to be able to adjust and do what's being asked. And then obviously what he brings is different than the rest of the pivots, which is he's goal dangerous as well. And so if we can get him quickly, and we'll take this week to kind of really hammer those principles home for him. But the expectation is that he'll be ready to go next week.
Pablo, oh, well, thank you for your time. Do you feel, you talked a little bit about that break after the first initial 3 minutes of the game. Do you feel that that time was advantageous for you guys? And what was it that you said to the guys to get out firing in the next portion of that first half?
So again, I think the way we started the game was reminiscent of the way we started against Miami, which was on the back foot, which was being a passenger. And the first corner kick led to two banks of four with no one to mark. And without any pressure on the ball. So I showed the guys the clips and I said, this is not who we are. If we're getting moved side to side, we're not getting pressure on the ball. I don't care if we make mistakes being aggressive, but when we are aggressive, then our lines move in unison. When we're shifting like this, now we're just waiting for something to happen. And so it's about proactive and reactive mindset. And again, when we restarted, then they started getting into the flow, then they started picking up loose balls, then they became who we could potentially be. And again, I think for us, it's really important. If you want to be a top team in this league, you can't have the mindset that we've had. You've got to believe that you are a top team regardless of who is on the other side of the field. And that's why I said, I don't care who they have. I don't care what they've done. I said, if we want to be great, we got to be vulnerable, and we're going to make mistakes. But if we do it trying to improve the way we want to play, I have all the time in the world for it.
And lastly, for me, a player who really stood out this game, also in the game against St. Louis, was Emeka Anelli, just playing fantastic in the midfield. Do you prefer to use him there in that midfield area, or sometimes at right back, or kind of when it's convenient, slide him on over?
For me, from my chair, and what I saw in St. Louis was reminiscent of Diego Chara when he first came to MLS. He's a player that wins balls. He's a player that distributes balls. And oftentimes, especially in the modern game, that position is so under-recognized. But what a lot of people don't understand is that is the spine of your group. That is the guy that allows your attacking players to get on the ball more, allows your attacking players to stay higher up the field. And he has been an absolute monster in the last two games. And I wish when I was playing, I had 50% of what Emeka has, because he is the real deal.
Let's go to Casey now on Zoom.
Hey coach, this may be a bit of an elementary question, but just from a technical standpoint, touching the ball and trying to control it in the snow and also preparing for it to like slow up and stop potentially when it gets that deep. Was there any messaging around the literal aspect of playing in snow that deep, maybe particularly at halftime? And as a slight follow-up, do you feel it had any effect on the Ojeda challenge that got him sent off?
Yeah, obviously at the break, it's a different game, right? We're up 3-0. And so one of the things that we talked about is not playing it backwards, right? And obviously we want to maintain the ball, but can we find forward passes? Can we get underneath those forward passes? Can we just keep the game going forward? Obviously a lot easier said than done. I don't know how these guys were able to pass it from A to B. I couldn't even walk in the snow, let alone pass the ball. But as far as the Ojeda challenge, you know, it looked like it was nothing. You know, I think they did a really good job of, you know, the player that got hit, you know, fell kind of hard, and I don't know that he had the best angle on it. But again, where you take responsibility is you're on a yellow card, and so not putting yourself in those situations to allow a referee's call to impact the game.
Okay, let's go to Tom Boger.
Thanks, guys. Congrats on the win, Pablo. I was just on Steve Cherundolo's press conference, and I'm just going to read you a couple quotes of his about the weather and see what your reaction is. Some things that he said was, it was impossible conditions. It was an absolute joke we had to play today. The game should have been called off and could have been called off. It's an absolute disgrace. It's laughable. It baffles me that we put the players through this. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, to be fair, I had a conversation with Steve before the game with the referee. And at, you know, at that point, I think we were all on the same page. But once the game got going, you know, once you decide to start the game and it's snowing, there's very little that you're going to do to where to say that let's stop the game because it's already snowing, right? And obviously, as the game wore on, it became less like a soccer match, obviously. And I don't think there are desirable conditions for either team. So from the start, if the game didn't happen, I would have been okay with it. But once we started, it was like, let's just get this thing over with. But I understand his sentiments.
Caroline, Sean, anything before we flip over to the Spanish portion of the press conference? Okay, Joseph, you're up. Alex will translate. Please allow him time to translate both the question and Pablo's answer.
Pablo Felicidades, ¿cuál te hace mejor, cuál te hace más feliz, el tres o el cero?
Pablo, what makes you more happy, the three on the score sheet or the clean sheet?
Imposible separar el tres o el cero para mí en el fútbol, porque si marcas tres goles, pero el equipo contrario hace cuatro, no estamos felices. Y si el otro equipo hace un gol y no, si no defendemos de la manera necesaria, para mí el fútbol es todo completo, el ataque y la defensa. Y para mí el 3-0 es un resultado lindo y es lo más lindo cuando lo puedes sacar en el primer tiempo.
For him, it's impossible to separate the three and the nil on the score sheet. For him, soccer is a complete game, so he's happy to get the three goals, but he looks at it as an attacking point of view and a defensive, so he's happy to get the 3-0 win.
Y en cuanto a la defensa, tuvimos un cambio con Marcelo en lugar de Brian Vera. Vera estaba un poco lesionado, pero Marcelo, con la experiencia que tenía, ¿qué impacto tuvo en ese tipo de partido que fue como?
No, Marcelo jugó un gran partido. Ha entrenado bastante bien durante la semana. Estaba esperando la oportunidad para entrar en la cancha. Y como el Brian estaba lesionado, no entrenó con el equipo esta semana. Pero ahora, para mí, la competición de los compañeros para sacar el resultado y lograr lo lindo del fútbol se celebró hoy.
The question was, there was a change in the back line, replacing Brian Vera with Marcelo Silva, and what was his impact? The answer from Pablo was that Marcelo had just been waiting for the opportunity and that he jumped on it, and that he's happy with his performance and that there's a lot of competition within the squad, which creates good vibes.
Let's go to Johnny Keeley and then we'll go to Isai. Sweet. I'll just real quick question for you. One little details that I noticed was when I was watching Diego.
Can you get him a microphone, please?
Oh, you're good, dude.
Sorry. And sorry if I'm repeating because I came here a little late, but when I was watching on the field, a little detail I noticed was Diego Luna was smiling quite a bit on the football pitch. And I know he had, you know, a lot of expectations coming into the season, the first two games. You know, he played pretty well, but I know he's put a lot of pressure on himself, got an assist today. What do you think of his performance? And what does it just seem like him seeing himself, enjoying himself on the football pitch again?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Diego has been a warrior. You know, it's not easy for a young player to have a breakout, you know, end of the season last year. And then go into national team camp, and then those expectations that come with it. You know, he's a young player, but today, as you rightly pointed out, I saw a smile on his face. He's had a good week of training, and so hopefully this is a great start to the rest of his campaign.
Awesome, thank you, Pablo.
Last question from Isai, and then we'll go to Andres Gomez.
Bueno, eso ya va aparte de lo que fue el partido. Ayer se confirmó que Real Salt Lake jugará la US Open Cup. ¿Qué tan importante es para ti este torneo? Porque más allá de que sea un pase directo también a la Conca Champions Cup, ¿qué tan importante es para ti en cuanto al desarrollo de algunos jugadores que no tienen tantos minutos en MLS?
Sí, no, yo creo que el US Open Cup, como vimos el año pasado, es un torneo importante para el equipo, para el club. Es otro trofeo, y como dijiste vos, para llegar al Champions Cup. Y también para los jugadores, para sentir lo que es jugar cada partido para un trofeo. Y especialmente para los pibes que a lo mejor no están jugando muchos minutos en este momento. Ese torneo es fundamental para nosotros, para seguir mejorando como un club.
¿Qué piensas de los equipos que decidieron no participar y mandar a su equipo de desarrollo?
Mira, todos tenemos decisiones que tomar y no sé, y a lo mejor y toman decisiones que no entiendo, y no es que es malo, pero nosotros hacemos las cosas de una manera que queremos valorar este torneo. Y tenemos el plantel, tenemos los jugadores y queremos aprovechar el momento.
So the question was, yesterday was announced that Real Salt Lake was partaking in the U.S. Open Cup. How does that have an effect on the squad? Pablo was just kind of happy that that is a direct path to CONCACAF and that it's another trophy to play for, that all the players that don't usually get time will get the time on the pitch to feel what it's like to compete for a trophy, and that will help the morale of the group overall.
Thank you, Pablo.
Okay, guys, thank you.